Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, we like to make fun of boomers, and there's a lot of things about them that are comical. Of course, if it makes you feel better, they're making fun of Gen Z and Alpha as well, and probably millennials. Everyone makes fun of millennials. Even millennials make fun of millennials.
Yeah.
But honestly, boomers have some things that they've gotten down, they've honed it to an art, and there are things that Gen Z and Alpha are starting to say, hey, we're going to steal some of these things from the boomers. These are things that they do, that an old person habit that we've decided to adopt.
Okay.
And I have a few of those here, and it's actually kind of interesting.
You can learn a lot from old people. They're wise. They've been on Earth longer than us.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I was always taught that as a kid, but most old people seem lost and clueless.
What?
Ah, man.
Sometimes, and it's so sad.
Well, with technology, it's tough because they're not used to that. You got to educate them.
But to sit and listen to the stories they tell of them growing up, mm-hmm. It's amazing how they grew up.
Yeah. Without a cell phone, how did they do that?
You didn't have Google?
That all may be true, but now it seems like they're lost.
I disagree.
Oh, come on, you tell us stories all the time about like family members that are older and some of the stuff they do that
Please
you're like...
Please tell me, because I do not recall.
Well, okay. I don't want to call anyone out or embarrass anybody. But personally, I don't think they're bad things. They're just things you make fun of them about, like driving and stuff.
Well, yeah, you make fun, but they're not clueless, lifeless zombies.
I didn't say lifeless zombies.
That's what I took from it.
The not having Google part is wild. Like, they just knew things.
They had to look it up in encyclopedias.
They didn't know things. They just made stuff up.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Back then, you couldn't get checked on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are things that now that the younger crowd is looking at, and they're like, oh, this part is actually a good idea. For example, doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
That's good, yeah.
Old people, for whatever it is, when you get old, you don't sleep as much. You would think you would sleep more. But they go to bed early, and they get up early, and they get stuff started early,
yep.
Which is not my preferred method. I'm a night owl, but maybe when I get old, I'll turn into whatever that's called.
That's why they eat at 4:30 or 4 o'clock.
They get good deals on that meal, too.
Yeah, and there's not a crowd there.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to wait an hour for a meal.
But that's on here, too. Eating early dinners. Yeah. You sleep better if your food is properly digested.
There have been so many times we are walking out of a restaurant as the senior citizens are walking in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's called lunch.
They're like, they're looking at you going, oh, look at those young people. They just had lunch. They'll probably have dinner at 10, like
yeah.
We used to.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring the clock. They say eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired, and don't worry so much about the clock. Now, seniors can do that because they don't necessarily have a schedule they have to keep to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as easy for younger people. But if you can do that, I guess it's kind of a cool thing to do. Also, they said using lap blankets and heated blankets.
Well, sure.
That's something I would never do, but my wife does it all the time.
Yeah, girls like the cozy, fuzzy blankets
oh,
and
I do too.
Also the fuzzy socks. I've got something about girls and fuzzy socks.
I have a friend, her and her husband, they have a heated blanket on their couch and one on their screened-in porch. So when they sit out there, mama can bundle up and turn the heat on that thing. That's nice.
They said also comfortable clothes. You ever see the old people? They're wearing those clothes. The men have those pants pulled up their armpits with a belt somewhere around their nipples. I ain't sure why, but it seems to be comfortable for them. And they said, you know, young people are starting to go, you know what? Comfortable clothes indoors, like slippers and sweatpants. Look, the whole world wears slippers around now. That came from old people.
They got pajama bottoms in the store.
Yes.
I don't know if that part's from old people or not.
I saw a meme that says, the older I get, the less I care about how I look when I go out of
there
the house.
There you go, yeah. You just get up from bed, you don't even have to change clothes.
No.
Some of the boomer habits that younger people are stealing, wanting to stay home all the time. Other people can come see me. And someone else said, same thing here, except I don't want them to come see me either. I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, I think that's also because of cell phone. You can just see somebody on your cell phone now. You don't have to see them in person.
Old people habits that young people are adopting, using closed captioning on TV, even though you can hear.
I don't do that. I don't like to read.
Sometimes I feel like I need it because they'll say something real quietly.
Yeah, you're like, what did they just say?
Or they mumble it, but it's hard to watch a movie with captions.
But you go in a nursing home and like a hospital and an older person, they always have the closed caption on.
All right, this is a funny one. Picking up sewing or crocheting and knitting is a form of meditation.
I saw a girl doing that at a I took my mom to get a pedicure and manicure. And she just sitting there knitting away, and she had to be about 22. And I like she was like, you knit one purl too. Yeah, she was getting it done.
Did you enjoy your pedicure?
I didn't do one.
Wow.
I just didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I just dropped Mama off.
All right. Yeah. This next one, and it just reminded me I need to get my daily meds out. They said getting those pill organizers on Amazon, they're convenient even for supplements and vitamins.
Yes, because I take vitamins, I take B12s and others stuff.
What's B12 do for you?
Not a thing.
Okay.
But my doctor says I'm low on B12 and I need to do 1,000 milligrams of B12 a day. And I'm like, really not giving me the energy I'd hoped.
Okay.
But I do like those little organizers because I have it on my counter before I walk out the door to come to work. I grab Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And especially if you're traveling somewhere, you don't take those big pill bottles.
Okay. Yes. These next two things are funny because they tie in. Plastic bags, carrying around plastic bags and having a plastic bag that has other plastic bags. That's my pill organizer.
Okay.
It's a plastic Ziploc bag.
I call it like this bag.
Well, there's a Walmart. But Kato has a Walmart bag. Tom has a Ziploc bag. Honestly, your pill bag is like my maracas.
Festive.
Yeah. No, is it Cinco de Mayo?
I do have a bag of bags at home. A friend of mine's got a box of boxes.
Okay, I got the both.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, I think you were talking about something that tied into this, Tori, is that having a paper printout of all your vacation itineraries, you could have everything on your phone, but you're always digging through apps for it. Whereas if you got a big sheet of paper, you just flip through.
My mom's about to go on her missions trip, and she goes, I'm going to need you to print out my my ticket. I'm like, Mom, I don't have any ink right now, and I haven't bought any. I said, you don't need that. You just have an app. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I said, well, then get them to print it for you at the airport when you get there.
You know what? But then you'll get there, and you'll go to open the app, and you just see that spinning wheel. And then TSA's like, next, screaming at you. And then you're panicking because it's not working.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's
it's too
you
much
want that paper, right?
Where's my pill packet?
And then finally, they said things that younger people are starting to do, but they're copying it from old people, complaining about young people.
Ah.
That makes sense. They did mention, as an honorable mention, those straps that go around the back of your glasses to keep them from falling down.
I know a lot of people that have those.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least they're not the ones that come apart in the middle.
Yeah.
Those are convenient. They look convenient.
Those are for really old people.
Yeah.
But it looks like there is some wisdom to learn from the older generation after all.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, health officials are warning parents not to do this. It is not good for your kids. It started off in Texas. Now it's spreading all over the United States.
I still think my answer is a good one. Stab them in the legs with sticks. That's not good.
No, it's not. It's not good at all.
So I think mine should be on there.
This is even worse. They are urging parents not to host measle parties.
Oh, my God. What a horrible idea.
Measle parties. Don't get me wrong. Now, I know I've been to a few parties where I had to stay in bed and recuperate for a couple of days. But, but a measles party?
Why would you do that?
Why not?
Because measles are bad. They can kill you.
Yeah, yep.
Well, if you're going to get it, get it.
No, you get a vaccine.
You can get it. It causes death, pneumonia, all kinds of stuff.
Really?
When it comes to measles.
Really?
But,
so it's not like a chickenpox party?
No, that's the point. Chickenpox is something that you get over and it's okay, but measles can kill you. Okay.
I don't think a lot of parents doing the chickenpox thing anymore either because we don't have as many cases of those.
I don't know about that. They do have the new vaccine for chickenpox, but even when my kids were little, they were still having chickenpox parties.
Yeah. You think about these cootie parties. The kids are going to. You don't want to have a flu party. If everybody, flu's going around.
No, that's just dumb right there.
Okay.
But it seems like everybody's trying to because everywhere you go, someone's like, I'm just getting over the flu.
I know, right?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, they say, oh, it's just allergies. I'm not contagious.
Everywhere I go, people are like, oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm over the contagious part. Like, oh, they know when that was. Yes.
That's you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You came in after your wife, you said, had the flu, and you're like, I don't think I've got it.
I didn't have it.
And then you came in sick one day and said, my fever broke. I'm not contagious.
That's not true at all.
He came in with a 102 temperature and was like, I think it's food poisoning.
Yeah,
like,
that's not true
at
all.
Or the flu that y'all just had.
Okay, you're lying. I came in and ate something, and then all of a sudden I started feeling bad. I felt fine when I came in that morning. I did.
But the next morning you didn't feel good.
The next morning was Saturday.
What morning did you come in?
Monday, and I didn't have a fever anymore.
I don't know what they're talking about, Tom.
Yeah, but that don't mean you were contagious.
I enjoyed your party.
Thank you.
That was a fun little temperature
party.
That's because you're a super spreader.
Okay. So anyway, the health officials are saying that it started in Texas, and they say that measles is one of the most contagious viruses in the world. So don't have these parties. They say all parents should consult with their health care providers to understand their options. Parents play a pivotal role in safeguarding their children's health.
I know there's a lot of questions about vaccines, and I think a lot of problems got lumped into the COVID vaccine, which was a new kind of vaccine, and there was reason to be concerned about.
Still is.
But the ones that we were taking since, like, we were little kids, I think it's a foolish thing not to take those vaccines. Polio, measles, mumps, all that stuff. They've been around. Those vaccines have been around forever. They're not causing problems.
But you're right. And then so many articles are, published by Pfizer or whoever. So you really don't know what to trust when you read it.
Well, the new things, like I said, the mRNA viruses, I understand people having questions about those. But somehow that got lumped into all vaccines, and the ones we had as kids aren't the same thing, and they aren't dangerous like that.
So don't have measles parties, COVID parties, flu parties, none of these. But can you imagine, like, the parents that are throwing these parties? It's like, okay, we're going to all do bobbing for apples. I tell you what, how about little Jimmy, won't you cough all over these apples, and we're going to let the kids go around and bob for these apples. Or let's play pin the disease tail, ridden tail on Timmy.
Wow.
All right, COVID Connie, time to blow out the candles and let's pass out the cake.
I'm not going.
Okay. Hey, let's play hide and seek with the measly Michael today. That's good stuff.
No, really.
We're not laughing.
If it was good, we'd laugh.
Honestly, that is funny stuff right there.
Tough crowd today.
It really is. I'm like, I'm just making a joke out of it.
Black peg, black plague, tatty. Now you got me trying to think of it.
I thought that was funny.
What's that? What's the other one?
Bubonic plague, Bill.
Tuberculosis, Tommy.
There you go.
My dad had tuberculosis.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, now it's all fun and games, so somebody makes you feel bad.
Went one too far, didn't we? But please, parents, don't do any measle parties for the kids.
Don't do any measly parties.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're not feeling well, Tom, don't go out of the house and get around other people.
I didn't do that.
Whether you break a fever or not, you can still be contagious after your fever breaks.
You just made that up. I saw you looking up in the sky thinking of it.
Because I read it. I read it out to you that
Tori,
you can still be contagious.
You were sitting there and you didn't even tell the whole truth about the story.
Why are you coming down on me when he brought it up
again? Because it doesn't matter. You didn't tell the whole truth
during
this.
What was the truth?
That I texted you at home and said, hey, I don't have a fever. I'm coming in tomorrow, but I know you're concerned. So if you want to take a day out, you can.
Which I definitely appreciate. But you also were in for a full week knowing someone in your family had the flu and didn't say
anything.
But
I didn't have the flu.
But that I never is literally got the how flu, like still. One person gets it and then somebody else gets it and then
but
somebody else.
We were
else.
Being careful watching hands.
Carrier,
I didn't catch it. If I had had flu symptoms, I would have told you immediately.
If you are listening right now, you are participating in a hate-filled big fat liars party.
Yeah, it's probably contagious still, so watch out.
Yeah, stay away from your radio or speakers this morning. I liked your party, Tom. I'm on board with it.
Did you just call me a fat liar?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
She took that. Mm-hmm. She just heard fat out of all that right there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We were just having a discussion here in the studio, and it turned into a battle over our status. And our status was based on whether or not we had Costco or Sam's Club memberships.
Now, that became a joking part of it.
Oh, you were joking. That's what he says now.
That's what I'm going with, too.
But you're the one's like, well, I have Sam's and Costco. I rule.
I didn't say it like that. I said it like this. I said it like, I have Sam's and Costco. That's not much better than you.
Both clubs.
Both.
Yeah.
So, but we were talking about the benefits of each membership and like, and also the attitudes of the customers there.
Yeah, because it's like Costco's are like Apple users.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad comparison.
Is Sam's. Samsung, oh.
I don't know about that part.
But I also said I wouldn't go to Costco because of the location.
Okay, so you don't like where it's at.
It's just, it took me 45 minutes to get out of Magnolia Square parking lot. I was in that roundabout for hours.
I call it the Costco parade is what I call it. On certain days, you cannot get out.
No, you can't get out
of
place.
You're going the wrong direction. You don't have to do the Magnolia Square crap. You just go out up by Costco at the top.
That's also where it gets backed up.
It does.
I've been to Costco.
Well, I have a membership.
Sam's has there. It's kind of sneaky to get out of there since they put that medium big hump over there because it always tears up my car when I drive over those humps in the middle of the road.
It's easier to get out.
To me, Costco's easy because when we leave work, you just turn right, you go down, and it's on the right, and then you go out of it and turn right and get on the interstate, and I'm good.
Now, I'll be honest. Leaving work because we get off work at 10 o'clock. So that's when I do go to Sam's because I wouldn't go to Sam's on a Saturday at 2.
But you know what? They're starting to get busy even during the day.
That's true.
I've gone to Costco before, and I'm walking around at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, and I'm like, does no one in this town work as I am also there?
Costco. Not working. Costco needs another Costco next to Costco.
Yes, it does.
Because it's getting very crowded. But we were also talking about, like, there's different things that drive you to each store. For me, Sam's Club, as long as they have that 3-ply Kleenex, I've got to go there. And it used to be also Utz Cheese Balls or Utz Cheese Balls. That was my signature snack. Mm-hmm. But Utz has decided to take some of the cheese off the cheese balls, and now they're just balls, and I don't really just like balls.
I don't want those.
So I actually wrote to Utz and said, hey, listen, I don't know if this is a new trend or if I got a bad batch, but you're not putting the same amount of cheese, and I can tell. And they wrote me back and gave me coupons for some free Utz packages.
Yeah, thank you. My mom, as well as I, enjoyed those chips.
Yeah, because I didn't use those free coupons, but I've noticed even you can get Utz now at places like Publix and at Walmart, and so I was like, they suck at all these places. Utz has done that whole corporate thing where they decided to save some money, and they think we're dumb enough we're not going to notice there ain't the same amount of cheese anymore.
Maybe they're trying to make more money, and they're going to have those little packets of cheese dust that you can buy individually and dust your own balls at that point.
You know, I'm okay with dusting my own balls as long as I get the cheese, because I don't want crappy cheese balls. I want my cheese balls to have a lot of cheese on them.
There you go. Put some cheese dust on the individual cheese ball.
I'll be honest. I got the barbecue
Utz
with the coupon.
You want more barbecue on it?
It did not have as much barbecue as like a Lay's barbecue.
I think they're chintzing out on it. I think they're scrimping.
All companies do.
Honestly,
But Utz didn't. Make your package smaller, but leave the cheese on them.
You can do that, but I think you're going somewhere with these different spices. Barbecue spices, cheese ball spices.
Well, they probably have
And just
all
dust
that.
It like a salt shaker. I mean, you know what? I know some people put salt on their potato chips. There's not enough salt on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, see, that's sad. I mean, at that point, you're losing the sale of the cheese balls all because of some dust.
Are you? I mean, if people are addicted, like my toilet paper used to be aloe, Charmin aloe.
I don't want any dust on that.
And now it's Charmin sensitive, and you can tell that the aloe is not there like it used to be, but I still buy it.
Yeah, it's not as sensitive as it used to be.
It's not as lotiony.
Yeah. I'm a man of principle. I won't buy them anymore. I'll sit there in a store, and I'll look at them, and sometimes I'll pick up the tub, and I'll look around to see, is there cheese on these or not? And I put him back. I'm not going to be taken advantage of.
Kato, you can just squirt some more lotion on that.
I've thought about it.
On the toilet paper.
But I've tried other toilet papers, and I don't like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I used to spring for the actual like name brand Charmin Ultra Strong. That was the one. But you know what? Walmart, great value. The knockoff version of that, 10 times better.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring some in for you to try.
We should start like a website or a blog or something where we talk about the value stuff that's better than the regular. But I want to go back to Utz for a second.
Yes.
They could come and make an extra cheese and make the normal amount. I'd pay more for that tub just to get my regular cheese back. But I'm not going to eat the cheese balls that taste like corn now. I don't want corn balls. I want cheese balls.
Well, I think I can speak for everybody in this room. Thank you, Utz. Because we don't have to hear the crunching anymore.
That's true. Yeah, it's not as much.
Every 3 seconds. Crunch, 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 crunch.
You know, I've switched to Chex Mix.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
And as long as they don't cut down on the amount of seasoning, I'm in good shape.
Come on, Chex Mix. Cut down on it.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I am under siege right now at home. My wife is doing something that a lot of women probably will be able to identify with, and a lot of men will be able to share my fear right now.
Yeah.
She has decided it's time for us to do spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is things that I own and have stored away properly are being paraded in front of me with the threat of having to make massive doge-like cuts. She says, we don't need this anymore. You haven't used this in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Needs to be thrown away.
Yeah. Have you worn this in the past 5 years?
And I'm like, no, but now that you got it out, I think I want to. And I know as soon as we throw it away, I will need it.
Yep.
I threw away a bunch of my big clothes when I lost weight. I wish I had them back.
Uh-huh.
Because everything's tight now.
Well, a spring cleaning poll found that 1 out of 3 things we own isn't used very often or mostly taking up space.
I'd agree.
That's what my wife is going with, except I think she's looking at a 2 out of 3 thing that she wants to get rid of. I always notice she doesn't have as much of her stuff as she has of mine in that pile.
Yeah. So, and a lot of times, girls, they'll just throw it away without you even knowing.
I only did that once, and I got caught, so now I don't do it.
But you know, I mean, how you're going to get caught? Because most likely they won't realize that it's missing. My friend does that with kids' toys. Once the kids are out of the house, she'll go through and clean out stuff that she hasn't seen them play with, and they never ask about it.
Yeah, you can trick kids pretty easily.
There's some weird phenomenon where he won't touch it for years.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
And then I'll be like, okay, I'm going to throw it away. This is taking up space. He doesn't even know it's here anymore. And within the month, he'll be like, have you seen that shirt with a bear on it? I'm like, no.
You know, though, a lot of us have stuff that we don't use. I mean, even go through your junk drawers, your kitchen drawers. There's a ton of stuff in my spatula drawer that I've not used in 10 years. Why do I keep it?
Because that's what the spatula drawer is for, mm-hmm. in case you need it later. We literally had this happen the other night. I needed something, and I went looking for it. And she's like, oh, that. I might know where it is. And sure enough, she had hidden it away somewhere. Fortunately, she hadn't gotten rid of it. I'm like, see, this is why you don't throw things away.
But I mean, you only used it once in 16 years.
Well, what do I do now that I need it? And if I don't have it, I got to go buy it again.
Well, for me, I keep things that remind me of something.
Okay, I'm sentimental. I
like
do that.
Like a seashell or... it doesn't matter. Right. And I'm like, oh, this reminds me. I can't get rid of this little piece of art that I don't like because it reminds me of this and that. I've got all my Boy Scout stuff, all my badges from every restaurant I've worked in. I've got lots of stuff from school.
I bet the clothes and sashes are a little tight, aren't they?
The sash fits around my leg.
It's a garter. They say
one out of three of these things are collectibles or items that spark joy in our hearts, so it's not really junk.
Oh, good.
Well, is it worth something, too? Can you eventually put it out there on eBay or Craigslist and make some money with
it? As a rule, the answer to that's going to be no.
And see, I got stuff I'd love to sell that are brand new, in-the-box, platters that my mom gave me that I've never used. And I'm like, pampered shelf. I'm like, I don't want to just get rid of this, but I also don't want to deal with people selling stuff.
But the thing is you're not going to get the same amount, not even close.
I didn't pay for it.
You can.
So $10
sometimes
is enough for me.
We had this huge piece of furniture from John's family's side. I think they spent like $1,000 on this thing. The most we could sell it for was $150.
Oh my goodness.
Solid wood, nice stuff. You're not paying the crazy prices for that kind of stuff anymore.
But I have about something sentimental like clothes with a tag on it that you never got to.
What?
I'll be able to wear it again.
In fact, still got a tag on it.
Not too long ago, I don't have a big closet full of clothes because I hate shopping. And I just went through and I tried on all these shirts that I had in the back of my closet. I'm like, donate.
I do have some sentimental stuff, like Cato says. Autographs that we've gotten along the way of groups that are no longer exist that no one even knows about.
Yeah.
You
know? The Union of Souls.
Yeah.
I think I got something.
Some of that stuff is that's a collectible, but it ain't worth anything.
I feel like the one thing that sets me apart from some other people who are hoarders like that is I do not rent a storage unit.
Okay, yeah.
That's when you've gotten so much junk that you can't store it all in your own house.
Or you can't get your car in your garage. And I know people like that.
Right.
I know hoarders, they won't throw anything away.
Okay, but that's different. I'm like,
why is that different? That's a storage unit, basically.
No, the garage is your choice. You can park your car in there.
That's what it's made for.
Or you can use it as a storage unit.
That's not what it's made for.
But if you go out and buy another storage unit... aside from your house, that's when you're hoarding stuff,
probably.
No, it's
a she shed.
Okay.
You're already paying for the garage. That comes with the house.
Exactly.
So that doesn't count.
Right.
All right. Well, there's some simple ways to tell if something is junk or if it's something you should keep or not.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, the ways to know if something is junk, your kid made it in school.
Okay,
all right.
That's a sensitive topic. I've got two totes, one for each child that I've saved a lot of homework and stuff.
Well, I've already got a file collecting because Lillian gives me drawings and now Jackson's coming up. So I've already started. I'm going to eventually have to go to a box.
All right. Ways to tell if something in your house is junk. If it is exercise equipment.
Ain't that the truth, man?
I mean, that's just sits there. You haven't touched it in years, but it's still there.
When there's dust on your exercise equipment, there's a problem right there.
Ways to tell if something in your house is junk. It cost 150,000 tickets at Dave & Buster's.
Okay.
But who was I with?
It's a memory.
Yeah.
It's a memory.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Of course, I've never been.
If you ordered it off Temu...
Okay, that's true. They make those look so expensive and nice, and you get it, and it just rips apart.
Like I've known people to order stuff from Temu, and they've been happy with it.
Okay.
I guess it depends on what you order.
Might depend on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, with Wish and Shine, you don't ever know what to expect from those either. Yeah. I'm too chicken to try those.
You know, going back to the kids' art and stuff, and this, you can take pictures of that if you want memories, and you can junk up your computer files and not your closet with their homework and stuff.
My wife has a stack of computer photos she wants me to go through, too.
That's what needs to be cleaned out.
I know, right?
Your computer files just, are organized. And,
just pictures. My friend said your phone is getting full. She's got over 3,000 pictures. She said,
That's all?
She said, I just started going through them. And she goes, you know, half of them are blurry. It's not even what I took it of. There's 15 of the same one.
Yeah.
I love cleaning stuff out.
I do, too.
I love going through my closets and throwing stuff out. Okay, I love going through my phone and cleaning out apps.
But you only have 3 apps on your phone.
That's because I clean it.
But then you have to re-download it.
At the end of every month, I will go through all my text messages and emails and clean out everything. The spam file, I clean out the trash
file. So your house is junky, but your cell phone...
I'm getting there.
I have over 30,000 photos, says I have 586 duplicates.
Oh, God.
I know, right? I didn't even know that.
And, Hulk, the thing about the phone, I can sit on my couch, watch a movie, and clean out my phone. I can't sit on my couch and watch a movie and clean out drawers.
It's the lazy way to clean up, right?
I am spring cleaning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.